I want to talk about a present help in troubled times today. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, trouble is something that everyone will face in life. I don't care how strong your faith is. I don't care how long you walk with God or how faithful you are in serving Him, trouble will still come. Jesus made that very clear in John 16:33, when He said, "I've told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." You know, the Bible never promised us a trouble-free life. But it did promise us that God will be there with us in the middle of our trouble. That's why Psalms 46:1 gives us, I guess you might call it, some of the most comforting words in the whole Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, as you look at that verse, you see three powerful truths. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our present help. But before we talk about the help God gives, you know, we need to look at life itself. And as you look at life itself, you realize trouble is a reality. If you breathe in God's oxygen. Job 14:1 says, "How frail is humanity. How short is life. How full of trouble." I think Job understood something that all of us will eventually learn. Life is not always smooth and easy. Anybody found that out yet? Life is full of challenges and struggles and unexpected difficulties. From the beginning of time, we see trouble enter the world because of sin. Because we live in a fallen world, trouble shows up in many, many different directions. Financial struggles, health problems, family issues, spiritual battles. You know, as you look into the Word of God, you find that even the people in the Bible, they faced all kinds of trouble. David was always running from enemies that was trying to kill him, especially King Saul. Joseph was betrayed by his own brothers. Daniel ended up in the lion's den. That's big trouble, isn't it? The great Apostle Paul faced all kinds of persecution and imprisonment. Being a follower of God, it doesn't mean that we're never going to experience trouble. But it does mean we have someone to turn to when trouble comes. Now let's think about something. Anybody ever been to the emergency room at the hospital? You don't go there because everything's going well. You go there because something's wrong. When you're hurting, when you're facing a crisis. You know, I like to say that like this. Life is often like an emergency room. At different times, people find themselves in situations they never expected. Moments of pain and confusion and difficulty. But the doctors and the nurses are there ready to respond to you with help. God is ready to respond when His people are facing trouble. All you have to do is run to God. Sometimes, whenever believers face discouragement and trouble comes, situations and circumstances come, they think something's wrong with their faith. I've heard that over and over again. Any of y'all ever heard that? They think that they're not, something's wrong. But trouble doesn't mean anything's wrong with your faith. Now, trouble will test your faith, but trouble actually should bring you closer to God. You know, the real question is not when trouble will come. Man, trouble will come. I would suppose that everyone here has found a little trouble in their life at some time or another. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That gets every hand into place. Because you can't live this life down here without the enemy bringing you trouble. Now, let's look at this. We said, God is our refuge. Now, that word refuge there means a place of safety or protection. Just this last week, sirens started going off. Am I correct? What did that siren indicate? Trouble. Tornadoes. And it was telling you to find a place of safety. Is that not correct? And if we're smart, we do that. Someone said, well, I'm believing God. Well, I was too, but I won't tell you what. I've got a brain. You know, I think some people thought when God said brains, he said trains, and they said, I don't want none. But you use your faith and your natural precautions. Amen. When during Bible times and ancient times, cities were built with walls, and people lived outside of the city. Some lived in the city. But if there was trouble coming, they ran into the city. Because it was a place of refuge. It was a place of protection. You know, David understood this very well because he would say he would had to run from his life for his life, I don't know how many times. And he said that he ran into the gates of God for protection. You know, safety is it within God. Psalms 91:2 is declared, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. And don't skip over this. He is my God. He is my God. Is He your God? And I trust Him. Now, there's not very many people here that lived during World War II. I did. I was born on September the 3rd, 1939. That's the day England declared war on Germany. You go look it up. If you don't believe me, I went and looked it up. Now, there in London and in the towns in England, sirens would go off. There wasn't no tornadoes coming, but there was German bombers coming with bombs. And they would, the families would gather and they would run into the underground bomb shelters. Now, it didn't stop the bombs from falling, but they were protected. Actually, if you've just been watching the news lately, Israel has gone through this same thing. The siren sound and the people would run to the bomb shelters and they were saved. In the same way, God is our shelter. He's our spiritual shelter. When life's battles are so tough and trouble is beating down our door. Now, when trouble comes to sometimes, people, they run to the wrong place, wrong refuge. They get in fear. Then sometimes they just get angry. Or they start to worry. Or they begin to look for a solution. But none of those are the place to run. The place to run is to God, because God is your refuge. That's what the Bible says. I don't know about you, but I believe the Bible is the literal word of God. And you know my saying, got it from my father. Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. That's it. Now, as we look at this, and you begin to see this, you begin to see God is our strength. Isaiah 41:10 is the scripture that you should have marked in your Bible. If you can't mark in your Bible, get one you can, because it does good to highlight scripture. Anybody here highlight scriptures? Especially ones that are very important to you. You know, I find out that after a while you got a lot of, you might need to use a different color, because actually every time you're in a trouble situation, you begin to search the scripture, you find a scripture, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He helps us to find those he said he would in reading in the Word of God. And so you underline that, because you needed that time. But the next time you need another scripture, it's there. Actually, if you'll study the Word, you'll find out that you have scripture for every kind of need that you have, every kind of trouble. Isaiah 41:10, it's a scripture that I read quite often. Don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. He's saying here, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Many times when trouble comes, we get discouraged, and sometimes we'll get down. And that's exactly what the enemy wants, but God is telling you, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. I am your God. I will strengthen you. You could say, read that, I will help you. He said, I will hold you up with my victory. You could just say, he'll hold you up. You know, God wants to hold on to you. You hold on. If you hold on to him, he won't turn loose you. The only way you can get a lease from God is for you to turn loose. He'll hold on to you. you know, trouble coming and situations and things that we face, they have a way of draining us. And it seems like we just don't have any strength left, spiritually or physically or emotionally. Problems wear us down. You might say it this way, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Anybody ever found that out? Thank God for the four people that raised your hand. I don't know about you, but I found that out. There are moments that, because of the pressure of everything that's going on, you simply feel like it's all over. I can't go any further. I don't have any strength to go any further. But hey, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. God's promises are there to strengthen you when you don't have any strength. When you don't feel like you can keep going, God is there. That's why you need to know the Word. That's why it's so important to know what the Word of God has to say. When I get to these moments, there's a scripture that I use quite often. It's two scriptures. That is, that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You see, it's in times of trouble that when you have been reading the Word of God daily, which you should read the Word daily, then whenever you face things, then the Scriptures are there. The Holy Spirit can bring them to your remembrance. Hello? You see, look at Isaiah 40:29. Now, I've used different translations because it speaks a little more like we, you know, we need it to speak to us. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You know, someone, maybe a child or somebody, someone may be trying to lift something that is far too heavy. The child struggles with it and finally asks for help. You know, I got some big, strong three of them sitting right there, grandsons, and many times I will say, hey, you're stronger than me. Can you take care of that for me? You know, I mean, I used to do it myself, and I find out that as you get a little more mature, I don't use the word old, but as you get a little older, you just don't have the stamina and the strength that you used to have. Anybody find that out? Well, them boys sitting down there, I say, hey, can you do this or can you help me here? You know, what may be impossible for you becomes possible because their strength is stronger than you. Now, God never intended for us to carry life alone. He tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, this is dealing in the area of troubles and things. He'll give you strength in your mind, in your spirit, to cope with those things. You know, we come and we look at another point. God is a present help. It says here, a very present help in trouble. Then if he's present, he's there. You know, some people think of God as being distant. No, He's only close as your prayer is. He's there. He's there in the midnight hour when it doesn't look like you're ever going to get out. He's there in the hospital room. He's there in the crisis situation. He's there in your family struggle. Hebrews 13:5, the last portion of that scripture says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will. That's a very strong statement. You know, if you tell somebody, I will do it, there's not a stronger statement that you can make than that. That means, don't worry about it. I will take care of it. Right? God is saying, I will never leave you. So, I don't care how lonely you feel, you're never alone. He's there. In fact, there's an old song we used to sing when I was going to church as a kid. No, never alone. No, never alone. I don't know. My wife would know it. She knows all the songs. I don't. I just know a word or two. She knows the whole thing. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. See, I told you she knew it. Of course, she played the piano and organ and sang and all that. Now I can't get her. We can't get her to do it anymore. We try to, but she won't. But that's the way it is. Now, let's look at something here, because when we start talking about troubles, sometimes God removes the trouble, right? Sometimes He walks us through it. You say, what are you talking about? Well, Daniel went in the lion's den. The three Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, but God's presence was with them and brought them out. He could have delivered them from it without them going in it. I don't know why He did, because he delivered people other times. This time, they went in, but they came out. And they shouldn't have. You know, sometimes people always, they want it their way. Well, I don't know whether this is a good statement or not, but God does it His way. So I'm going to trust God and go with God. I don't know about you. You know, God delivers those who call on Him. Psalm 34:17. The Lord hears people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Now let's jump over and look at Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer you. When trouble comes, we've already been told not to panic, not to give up, but to call on the Lord. Haven't we discussed that through this whole message? So let's remind ourselves again of what Psalms 46:1 says. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our present help in trouble. So we don't have to be afraid. God is our refuge. We don't have to worry about being weak, because God is our strength. We don't have to worry about, be concerned about feeling alone. God is present continually. You know, no matter what trouble you face, you're never alone. God is still present to help you in times of trouble. Now, as we close this, maybe some of you are walking through troubled times right now. Maybe you have a burden on your heart. Maybe there's a family problem. Maybe there's a health issue. Maybe there's a financial need. Or whatever it is. You see, I've been talking about a present help in times of trouble. Well, those things that I mentioned, and then I just said whatever it is because maybe I didn't mention it, those are trouble. That's trouble. God is still present in trouble. You can bring your burden to Him today. Everybody stand, please. Now I've talked to you today about burdens. There's an old song that we used to sing, and it says, bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there. That's what I want you to do if you're carrying a burden, any kind of a burden. As they say, as Anthony sings this song, well, I'm not going to have a prayer line. I want you to come down here to the front, and that you're coming to bring your burden to the Lord, and we're going to leave it here. So if you have any kind of burden on you, as he sings, just step out and come and bring your burden to the Lord right now.
Leave it there. Leave it there.
Just come on down. Just stand in a group. Don't form a line. Just stand in a group.
To the Lord and leave it there.
Got any burden that you're carrying?
If you trust and
come on down to the front. Come on over here.
You will
come on down. In the balcony, come on down the stairs.
Take
on each side.
We'll
wait till you get here.
And leave it there.
Oh,
yes.
There.
Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord.
Don't sit over the side. Bring them. Just come over here in a group. Don't form a prayer line. Just
if
form
you
a group.
Trust and
be in
never
a group.
Doubt,
this
he
is you. You and God.
Bring you out,
you're bringing your burden to
take
Him.
Take your burden to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
don't
yes.
leave here this morning carrying any burden with you. You bring it here. Bring your burden.
Leave it there.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Oh, yes. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. If you trust and out, take your burden to the Lord and leave.
continue to sing. Leave it there. Go ahead. Keep it singing. It's behind me.
And leave it there.
Nobody can help you but yourself. You're the one that brings your burden, gives it to the Lord, and leaves it there. You can come down here and turn around and walk away and still be thinking about the burden. But if you leave something somewhere, you forget about it and go on. Am I right? So I want each of you, if they're singing, I want each of you to look up to the Lord and say, Lord, I leave my burden. And you can call whatever it is. You know, my burden, I'm leaving it here. I'm giving it to you. And I'm going to trust you to take care of it. And every time it tries to come back, you want to say, no, I left that burden and God's taking care of it. You go ahead and you pray that. The minute you feel like that you're ready to leave the burden, I want you to leave the burden, and I want you to actually take your hands and put something, like you're putting something down, walk back to your seat, wave bye, and walk back to your seat praising God. That's what you're going to do, all right? Keep singing. Keep doing it. Do what I told you to do. Leave your burden. Leave your burden. Go back to your seat. Praising the Lord.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust Him, if you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, yes, leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you left your burden? Pick it back up, okay? Hallelujah. If you happen to be in this place this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to know Him before you leave here. Or maybe you know what it is to serve God, but you've sort of detoured and you got off track and you're not living for God and you need to rededicate your life. I want to pray for you, and I can't do that if I don't know who you are. So if that's you in any one of those invitations, let me see your hand so I can pray for you. Anywhere in the congregation right now, you need Jesus to save your life. You need Him to rededicate your life. Hallelujah. Well, raise your hands and thank God that you're born again. You're saved. You're born again. Hallelujah. Got something else you want to sing?
I got victory. It's all over me. I got victory. After I lay my burdens down, I got victory. It's all over me.